We now will go to a call-in here from Birmingham, the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, Ahmad Ward. He's the head of education for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, obviously an organization that has focused and talked about civil rights issues for years. Mr. Ward, thank you very much for calling into Capstone News Now, sir. We wish it was on different terms.
Absolutely, but glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Now, tell us real quick. We know you got to run here in a second. It's been a busy day for you. Nelson Mandela, such a huge impact on American civil rights. But what does he mean to you personally?
Nelson Mandela really manifests the determination that went along with fighting for civil and human rights. You know, this man spent 27 years in prison for trying to fight for the rights of all people in his native land. And that whole time while in prison, still trying to work to create change in South Africa. And when he was set free in 1990, he was able to help end apartheid officially and then became the president, the first black South African elected in a fully multiracial election in history. And during that time frame, there were a lot of, as you might imagine, Africans who wanted to get retaliation for the things that had been done to them during apartheid. And he was able to say, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to have a cohesive country. We're going to work together to make changes here peacefully. And so he was able to bridge, to be a bridge between the Afrikaners who had just lost power and the black people of the region who had just gained it.
Mr. Ward, obviously Nelson Mandela meaning so much to American civil rights, your museum documenting civil rights and the institute documenting civil rights and thinking about things today. When you go out and talk to people, you're the head of education for the institute, when you go out to talk to people about civil rights leaders, how often do you bring up Nelson Mandela?
I would say fairly often. we spend a lot of time talking about lesser known people here. You know, when we talk about civil rights, everyone knows Rosa Parks and Dr. King, but we try to bring up people like Fred Shuttlesworth, who was instrumental in Birmingham, obviously. People like Ralph Abernathy, Edie Nixon, who was instrumental in Montgomery. But when we talk about the impact globally, we always mention how people in South Africa viewed what happened here in Birmingham, in Montgomery, in Little Rock, as a way to fight apartheid. And the student movement that happened in Soweto during the 70s and 80s is closely in line to what happened here in Birmingham in 1963. So we have to bring up Nelson Mandela, especially because he went to jail for trying to fight this.
Now, sir, we'll let you go here in a second. I'm not sure how old you are, but the issue in South Africa in the 80s, of course, many Americans getting involved with it, wanting the American government to come out more strongly against the apartheid movement. Do you remember those days, and do you remember the energy here in the United States from a lot of activists?
I do. I don't mind giving my age. I'm 38.
Okay.
So, I remember in the 80s, especially Sun City. You know, there were a lot of artists that were being asked to come and play Sun City because of the resort there, and there was a big push. Actually, a song came out, "We Ain't Gonna Play Sun City." Mm-hmm. We're not gonna give you our talents. We're not gonna spend any money over there. We're not coming there to perform until you get rid of apartheid. And to show another parallel, President F.W. de Klerk and Archbishop Desmond Tutu, along with Nelson Mandela, stated that they used the Birmingham model to fight apartheid.
Wow.
And it was instrumental in getting rid of it in the 1990s, and well, near the end of the 80s into the 90s. And so that just shows what kind of impact Alabama has on the landmark scale of civil and human rights. So I remember that. I remember being in high school when Nelson Mandela was set free, and how much energy was in the community. I remember everybody just being excited, and he came to the United States and did his tour of the country and spoke to folks about his experiences. I just remember how powerful that was. And so there's some sadness today, but that man lived a very full life and made a lot of change on his time here on Earth. So we're just grateful that he was able to do that.
Ahmad Ward, the head of education for the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. Thank you, sir, very much for joining us here on Capstone News Now. You highlighting the Birmingham model and how Mr. Mandela used that in South Africa. Of course, everybody's thoughts and prayers here in Alabama, a state rocked by civil rights, racism, and then many would say saved by civil rights movement. Prayers going out to the people of South Africa. Thank you so much, sir, for calling in.
My pleasure.